as promised, a lady that doesn't really want to, or need too much introduction, because she's an absolute legend. Comedy gold, Sue Hodge, a.k.a. Mimi. Hello, hello.
Oh, Paddy, are you better? Are you well, well, well?
Oh, I'm marvellous.
Oh, you naughty, naughty boy.
Magnificent. How are you?
I'm absolutely bona bonza brilliant.
Oh,
you... And I'm all the better for hearing you, Paddy.
Oh, you say the nicest things, don't you?
Well, you know, you pay me very well to say all these things.
I don't. Don't tell the listener, please. Ah, Sue, look, so much about you. We met at Christmas when you were over here doing Panto at Medina Theatre. You were Fairy Cucumber, I do believe.
What is that about Fairy Cucumber?
I know.
I mean, I said to the producer, look, I want to go organic this year. You know, thinking I'd be very organic.
Yeah.
And then I got the script. That was called Fairy Cucumber. What can you do?
Well, it was a great show, by the way. Absolutely fantastic.
It was lovely, wasn't it?
Absolutely fantastic. Yeah, it was lovely. But look, Sue, you have... I'm not quite surprised. I don't know why I'm surprised. But you have so many fans over here.
Yeah, I don't know why you're surprised at that. Because, honestly, I've got so many people. Do you know what it... I think 4 years ago, I came over and I did Robin Hood on the island.
Yep.
And I've always had a big love for the island anyway, because... my mother, brought me over to the island as a child, and I've got so many memories and photographs looking back. I've got my batty aunt from Brighton sort of being chased around by the goats in Black Gang Chine.
Yes.
So I've known about the Isle of Wight for a long time. And my mother sadly passed away, but actually her biggest desire was to end her life on the Isle of Wight, and that's what she wanted to do.
Oh, wow.
So I've always had, as I say, a big sort of affection for the island. Every time I come back, it's always great. And I've just built up over the years as you say, you call it a fan base. I call them friends.
Yeah.
So many people. I've got lots of people now from Anne Abe's school, all the mummies, you know, all the children that I've worked with. So it's really, really lovely. I mean, when they all heard, you know, I was coming back bringing the Hello Again, Mimi and Me, I only just sort of did a little post saying, oh, coming back, you know, blah, blah, blah. And I got this great influx of, you know, response and mails from... fantastic.
I am so delighted that when we met at Christmas, we were just sort of chatting off air, off air sort of thing, you know, when we were doing the interview, we were just sort of chatting, and you told me about Mimi and Me, and I thought, and I think my words to you was, oh, wow, I'd love to bring this to the Isle of Wight.
You said you wanted to bring that there.
I did.
And you said, I want to find a way how to do it, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah.
And then we chatted, and... You know, and you said sort of, you know, how do you do it? And I said, well, we've done various things. I've done it in all sorts of venues. I mean, I've even done it that my last one was actually a fundraising in a church down south. Where they raise money. So I've done this, I've done it on cruises, I've done, you know, et cetera, et cetera. And I always say, I don't need a theatre, I don't need it. I just need a venue where people want to come, and it's always with me, slightly charity-based as well. I've had this big thing that Alo Alo was a fantastic thing for me in my life, and I've you know, got, I don't know how many thousands and thousands of fans now worldwide. And I just think every now and again, it's so nice if you can give something back for what you've been given, because I do thank the Lord for that. That was, you know, I don't think there'll ever be another time quite like that for me. Yes, I'll continue working, continue doing things.
Yeah, of course.
But that was really creme de la creme, you know, and you'd just like to say thank you to all the people and the fan base, and I call them friends, that I've gained over the years. And so I try to do it slightly charity-based, you know, if I can. And that's what you suggested we did at the Riverside. And you said to me, how could we do it? And you said after a meeting with me, you thought, I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to make her a cream tea afternoon.
That was exactly it. Yeah.
And that was exactly it. And then you said to me about the lovely Claire, who's going to come along and do this cream tea. And you said, can we do this? And you spoke to me about various people, writers of some others do have them, rock bands, this and that. And you said, and do you know what? This is going to sound awful now. You said, do you know what? As they get older, they don't all want to drink. They maybe want a pot of tea and a nice cake.
Exactly that. Yeah, I know. And I don't know why. I just thought, do you know what? This sounds so good. So you're going to come over on July the 13th.
On the 13th, July at 3:30. For anybody who would like inclusive, this is the cream tea comes inclusive of the show.
It does.
And I'm going to bring my friends and fans and people of yours, Paddy, the truth behind the making of Alo Alo. And it's a fun afternoon of, I don't know, regalia and festive, shall we say, celebrations of that great series. And I start at the beginning when I went in, and I tell the stories about all the things that, A, they might want to know, but B, the things they never ever knew, because it's about the cock-ups and the outtakes
exactly
that you never saw.
Yeah.
And we go through a true story from the beginning to the end, and it travelled overseas to Australia, New Zealand, etc. And I bring you right back to where it finished in its heyday at the London Palladium, blah, blah, blah. And then it's fantastic because we let everybody sort of have another quick pot of tea, and then we get out and we talk, and everything they ever wanted to know and ask, or thought, I wonder what that happened, or blah, blah, blah. Or Gordon didn't go, you know, because of the accident. I wonder how that... So then they get the chance to stand up, well, not stand up, but just amongst friends, say, what, you know, how did that happen? How did you deal with that? And what happened? And blah, blah, blah. And did you all get on as well as what we think? And what... So it's lovely.
Yeah.
And they'll have such a wonderful afternoon.
That was just it. See, I wanted to be nosy because that's what I would ask. I thought, like, did you all get on and that sort of thing? But
I know, and I'm not going to tell you today.
No, I don't want to know.
And I'm going to hold, and you're not going to know until the 13th at 3:30 at the Riverside Centre, and then I'm going to reveal. It's not reveal all as such. It's I'm going to stand up there, if necessary, in front of the firing squad, and anything you want to tell me, I'll tell you the truth about it. No holds barred.
Well, we can't wait, and it's raising money for the Four Ps Radio School.
Isn't that brilliant? I love that.
I do. I it's one of my favourite things, and Challenge and Adventure as well, two great local charities here on the island, and it's very well... very well received, and we're so looking forward to you coming over. And Sue, I've got to be honest with you, I was asked to cover this afternoon's tea time show, because I normally do Thursdays, and I thought, oh no, what am I going to do? What can I do? So I dropped you a little text, and I said, do you want to chat this afternoon? And you were, yes, please. Yeah, that, how nice is that?
And you know what? You didn't say, do you want to chat? You said, I can't stop thinking about you, Sue.
Oh,
I've got to do this afternoon. And I can't stop thinking about you. So, and that was it. You just got another chance to speak to me.
That's...
I know how it is for you, Paddy.
It was. I couldn't stop thinking about you. And I thought Sue would come on the show for me. It's so lovely to talk to you, and I could talk to you forever, but there's so much I want to ask, but there's so much I want to listen to, and we want to find out more on July the 13th here at the Riverside Centre, so we can't wait.
So listen, now I've done you a favour. Now you've got to do me a favour. This is a tribute to your festival, and listen, I'm not worried about your pants, Paddy, right? Okay, not worried about your pants at all, but you have got a play me a little bit of baggy pants.
Baggy pants, baggy trousers, baggy pants.
They're coming to you, aren't they, in your festival?
They are, yes. Well, while we're talking, I'm going to put that in there while we're talking, because...
What a bit of divine madness they are.
Oh, because the lovely Hazel Cotterill from over at... over at Chow as well. She loves a bit of madness and baggy trousers as well.
Well,
so
we're going to get on really well, me and Hazel, then, if we meet up on the 13th.
Oh, you'll meet up, all right. And I'll tell you who else absolutely adores you. It's Katie Anderson. Katie Anderson absolutely adores you as well. She's at work at the moment, but she is listening in, and she said, oh, please say hello to Sue for me. So hello, Sue, from Katie Anderson as well.
Well... Bonjour, Kitty Anderson.
Oh, bonjour. Well, look, Sue, thank you so much for your time. We're going to go into an ad break with Madness and Baggy Trousers. We so look forward to seeing you on July the 13th here at the Riverside Centre. Hello, hello, me, and me. It's going to be outstanding, I am sure. People are going to love it. I'm going to love it. Gallucci's going to love it. Everybody's going to love it.
And don't you forget, you need to bring your own wet celery.
Oh, as long as it's not that big sausage. Anyway, we won't go down that road, will we? Not now.
Not today.
Not today. Sue, as always, thank you. Thank you so much for being on Vectis Radio this afternoon.
My pleasure. And listen very carefully. You will see me only once, or maybe twice, maybe a bit more. Who knows?
Who knows? We'll see loads of you. Here it is then, Sue, just for you.